Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the, actually, I don't know what number episode I'm making this. Whatever. You're here, I'm here, we're talking. So today I wanted to talk just a little bit. This might be a pretty short episode, but I wanted to talk a bit about blind items. I have been reading blind items on crazydaysandnights.net since I was like 21. I'm 28 now, so that was about 7 years ago. And a lot of people, when I first started posting about this on TikTok, were like, what is a blind item? Are you just spewing this insanity and it's coming out of your brain? How do we know if this is true? Things like that. So I want to talk a little bit about the actual website, crazydaysandnights.net, because credit to them. I don't think I would really have as big of a platform on TikTok if it wasn't for this website. And I'm very well aware that I'm kind of just like ripping content from it. So let's give a shout out to them. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about the history of blind items, because it's very interesting the tools that people have used over the years to like gossip about each other, and just kind of the psychology of gossip in general. Like, we're all obsessed with it. We all know it's not that virtuous of a thing to do. That being said, we keep doing it. And there are so many different schools of thought. You know, is gossip good for people? Does it bring us together? Is gossip bad for people because it's bringing us together falsely? Studies have proven that people actually bond more when they're talking about someone that they dislike rather than talking about someone that they do like, which I find interesting. You know, like, would you get along better with someone who loves Taylor Swift because you love Taylor Swift? Or do you absolutely hate Harry Styles and you could bond so much better with someone because you guys both hate Harry? So let's get a little bit into the history of blind items. So blind items actually start, well, hold on. Let me explain what a blind item is. A blind item is basically you want to gossip about someone or you want to spread a rumor about them, but you can't use their actual name because, you know, it would hurt you. You could get sued for defamation, you could get sued for slander, or even just back in the day, people would be like, you're being a horrible gossip, which I'm about to get into with the history of it. So instead of saying, let's say Justin Bieber is on drugs, you would decode it with some sort of riddle and you would make it mysterious enough that that way you're not actually outing someone with a rumor. So let's say you saw Justin Bieber and he was doing meth and you want everyone to know that Justin Bieber was doing meth in Soho last night. Instead of saying Justin Bieber did meth in Soho, you would write a blind item that would be like, this foreign-born north of the border singer who used to be a tweener but is now an A-list pop singer was caught doing meth. And then you would put it together and you would say Justin Bieber, he's from Canada and he used to be a tweener, blah blah blah. So you kind of spill the tea without, you know, directly spilling the tea. So all of this actually started back in the 1800s. So this guy named William D'Alton Mann, he was a publisher of this paper in New York, and it was called Town Topics. And in 1839, he started the invention of blind items. And to be honest, he actually used it for blackmail. So this is how he apparently would use it for blackmail. I'm trying to think like what type of salacious stuff went on back in the 1800s. Although, let's be honest, the salacious stuff has kind of stayed the same. But now we just cheat on each other with iPhones that they didn't have back then. So they would basically, or he would publish something, maybe like, oh, the spouse of this mayor was seen canoodling with someone who, I don't know, works at the bank or something like that. And he would blackmail people into paying him large sums of money to be like, oh my God, you saw me canoodling with Jessica, but I'll pay you this much money if you don't print a blind item about us, which I think is pretty interesting. And I actually went to, you know what, they probably don't do it now, but the college I went to Rice University, we had different dormitories and they were kind of like the Harry Potter houses. So like, instead of four, you know, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, there were more than 10 of them across campus, and you had your own dormitory and your own like culture and traditions and, you know, flag and songs and colors and stuff like that. And I lived at the dorm called Love It, and they posted blind items where every week they would get rumors and gossip about like who hooked up with who, and they would print out this blind item list. Now that I think about it, that's probably why it's in my blood. And they would basically say, you know, like, this freshman from Alaska was caught canoodling with this like senior who is on the rugby team, blah, blah, blah. And then people would put it together. Needless to say, I was on that page just about every week. What can I say? Okay, so that's how blind items originated. So let's catch up to today. The main websites that have blind items on them now, I think crazydaysandnights.net is the biggest. There's also blindgossip.com. I think there's also one called Laney Gossip. But Crazy Days and Nights, sorry for the noise, it was started, I think, before 2006. So it's been around for a really long time. And basically, it started off where this anonymous blogger was just kind of like revealing information. And he said that he was a plugged-in entertainment lawyer in LA. So I'm assuming entertainment lawyers probably just have like so much information that they hear from their friends and cases that they work on. But obviously they can't post about it themselves because they're a lawyer. Like they're required not to tell people about that stuff. But if you publish it anonymously and you put it through kind of like the blind item telephone game machine, then that's how this guy is able to get around it. So the name of the guy who writes these blind items, he goes by Enty, E-N-T-Y, and he says that he hasn't been sued. I'm reading an article right now from Vanity Fair. He says that he hasn't been sued once in 10 years, and that was back in 2016. So interesting. He said he gets the occasional angry email from a celebrity, but then check out this quote. He says, quote, "What I always find hilarious is when they write me and it's a blind, not a reveal yet," he says. "I've also had celebs write me who think a blind is about them, but it isn't, and they end up giving me a blind." So I think that that's pretty interesting too. I will say, ever since I started this TikTok account and it's been mostly about blind items, I have had so much, just like a waterfall of tea coming at me ever since I posted these videos, because I'll post a video, I'll share maybe like six blind items about a celebrity, and then within 24 hours, the comments will reveal so much stuff. And of course, you can't take a comment as the truth. You can't even take a blind item as the truth, but you know, we're here for entertainment. And I've also had people reach out to me in DMs with like very, very long stories about these people, either confirming or denying what I said, usually most of the time confirming it. And then I've also been able to meet people in person who have confirmed a lot of this. So I'll kind of go into like confirmed ones later, but let's continue with the history. Now, in this interview, the guy Enty says that he kind of has a code when it comes to blind items. He says that, the reveal process. So there will be blind items on the website, and that's where it's like the riddle. But then if enough information has kind of come out proving the blind item correct, he'll repost the blind item with the title revealed next to it, and underneath he'll have the name of the celebrity that the blind item was about. But he says in this interview that he won't out anyone, he won't talk about people's children, and he publishes kindness items about stars who do charitable acts, which I have seen a lot of those, although I've also seen a lot of outing ones. Like, he basically says Shawn Mendes is gay every other day on the page. So maybe the rules have changed since 2016. Now, I also get a lot of comments on my videos being like, this is so bad, it's bad to gossip, celebrities are probably so upset that like we're talking about this and things like that. And what I kind of want to talk about is that, I'll just read you his quote because I thought this was interesting. He says, quote, "Publicists, they're probably more concerned about who the leak is. If a blind comes out and they know it's their client, any publicist would probably say that their first priority is to find out who's leaking it and shut it down. That's why I don't think blinds bother celebs and publicists as much as overt stories. Usually a blind always carries a question mark with it, so there will be people who doubt the legitimacy. So it's less of a threat." So I think that's interesting too. And I have heard of different celebrities trying to see like who they can trust in their inner circle. Like I think the Kardashians did something with a bunch of their friends where they each gave the friend like a different baby name that like Kim Kardashian was going to name her first baby. And then they just watched the news outlets report like which baby name, like someone said Stacy, someone said Juliet. I'm making this up, but you know, for examples, and then they were able to say, oh my God, Stacy's in People magazine. Well, that's the fake name I told John. So now we can't trust John. So I think it's interesting that these blind items, like if we like the mere mortals are listening to it, it's basically probably already been known in Hollywood for a really long time. And publicists just need to find out like who that leak is and who's spreading the information. And I just want to read this last paragraph in the article that I'm quoting on Vanity Fair. It says, "Enty seems to think that his readership deserves the truth about Hollywood, but at the end of the day, does the truth really matter to the people who visit his site? Fact or fiction, blind item readers take pleasure in the facade being ripped off Hollywood, leaving it vulnerable and exposed. Since they're not filtered through PR reps and lawyers don't seem to pose a threat, Enty gets to pull back the curtain and tell whatever story he wants." And I think that's really interesting too. Like, I have to admit, I am into all types of conspiracy theories, not just celebrity conspiracy theories. And I should really just do a whole episode on this, but the term conspiracy theory was actually created and coined by the government, which is such a brilliant PR marketing move on their part, because now anyone who says anything that could be an actual secret about the government or a secret about a celebrity couple or whatever, you just title them with conspiracy theorist and people aren't going to take them seriously, even though there are so many conspiracy theories that have been proven to be true. And that should be a whole separate episode. But in terms of celebrity conspiracy theories that have been proven true, let me kind of spill the tea on some people, not like actual names, but stories that people have slid into the DMs and confirmed with me, blind items that I've made TikToks about. Okay, so I am pulling up my TikTok here so I can like go through different ones. I mentioned this on episode one, but I have gotten confirmation that Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss did date. I have also talked to someone about my Jason Momoa blind item video, and they said that it is true that he is kind of a jerk on set and definitely cheats on his wife. Although so many people in the comments of that video I did on Jason Momoa were like, I'm pretty sure him and his wife are in an open relationship. So maybe it's probably not cheating, but let's just say that it's open and he's definitely going through the open doorway. Owen Wilson, I thought this was very interesting because the blind items about him kind of came out like back in the day. You know what I mean? Like Owen Wilson, now he's in that Loki series, but he wasn't really big for a little bit. I know he struggled a lot with suicide, I think, but these blind items came out about him getting all of these women pregnant and not having sex with condoms, and that he had had a baby with the first woman he had a baby with was in a relationship when he got her pregnant, and then the second woman was married and his personal trainer, and he had a baby with her, and that was a blind item. And don't you love pregnancy blind items? Because you know, there's one way to find out: the kid was born and it is his personal trainer's kid. So that one ended up coming true. There was a blind item about Lana Del Rey and Harvey Weinstein hooking up back in the day. And then when all of this Harvey Weinstein stuff ended up, basically Crazy Days and Nights was spilling the tea about Harvey Weinstein for years before it kind of reached like the general public. But it was a blind that Lana Del Rey and Harvey Weinstein hooked up. And then when all of the Harvey Weinstein stuff came out, she actually kind of revealed it herself by taking his name out of the lyric. Yeah, taking his name out of the song Cola because it was a lyric in there. So that was confirmed. There was a blind item about Shakira evading her taxes like 5 years ago. And just this year in 2021, it came to light that she's now having to go to court for all of this. So that was another blind item that was true. I mean, now that I'm going through these, it's just like so many different ones have come to light. And I think that's kind of the fun thing about being a conspiracy theorist is that like you just kind of sit around and like wait to see which bets you're right or wrong on. So yeah, I think I'm going to wrap things up here, but I just wanted to give a little shout out to blind items and how fun they are. I kind of like just reading the revealed ones sometimes, but it is really fun to like, you know, Sunday morning, get yourself a cup of coffee and try to do, instead of the Sunday crossword, you just do the Sunday blind items and you try to like decode the riddles. So big, big shout out to crazydaysandnights.net. I think that it's really cool that now like the younger audience is kind of learning about this website through these TikToks, but it's been around for a really long time. Do not take everything with, take everything on there with a grain of salt. Use your judgment. And I'll just leave you with one last thing. This could probably be its own conspiracy episode, but people thought that Robert Downey Jr. was contributing blind items to Crazy Days and Nights for a little bit back. So that's also interesting. So I will catch you for the next episode, but I hope you enjoyed the history of blind items.